So public art adds so much to a community, and Wesley May is a regional artist whose vibrant works can be found on murals across our listening area. In this installment of Area Voices, producer Katie Carter talks with Wesley about his art, its impact, and his hopes for the future.
I do this healing through art class with the Dreamcatcher, and when we go through that, so I wanted to do that on all 13 reservations in Minnesota. On all of them. Well, not just like when going to Cass Lake, I mean like where there is no access to art with the youth. And I mean, when I go to Onigum or any of these little bitty towns way out there, the kids walk to where I'm at. You know, run. I mean, went in Onigum and they're all just, hey, running alongside the truck when they see me coming into town. It's fun.
I'm talking to Wesley May this morning. Wesley's a member of the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians and a visual artist whose work can be found in some very public places, including the side of the water treatment plant in Bemidji, inside the Boys and Girls Club in Bemidji.
Yeah, the Northwest American Indian OIC.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's just over here, downtown Bemidji.
Yeah. Also the Village of Hope.
Okay.
Yeah, we did some work with the youth in there.
Describe your artwork to our listeners.
I don't know. But my artwork is mainly about relationships and how we interact, not only with each other, but with our environment, and also does depict and represents a lot of different things. But the main thing, the story behind it, is relationships.
How did your art path kind of come to be?
I've always been able to paint and draw. Or mainly draw, so what I do is graffiti. I do a lot of graffiti on trains and stuff as I was growing up in Minneapolis. But what it came around to was I thought one day I could make a living off it. So then I started doing it like that, but then what I noticed my focus was mainly just on money. And it would work, but I wasn't having fun doing it, so I took a break from it, and then I was just doing other things. And what came around again was that I got in some trouble, but then when I got over that, I took a step out in faith in what the Creator gave me and my talents. So what I did was just went out and I started giving and sharing what I found out about my art and what I found out about myself through my art. So the more I've been sharing that, the more it's been inclusive, very inclusive with other people and everyone around me, and it's more touching and more meaningful. And when I found out more and more about myself, then I've been outwardly expressing my own inward journey, and I realized that we're all on the same journey.
I see that you're having what I'm viewing as a huge impact on the youth in our community.
Mm-hmm. So we did it in a middle school, and right now we're working at the Family and Children's Services.
Is it a group project?
Or yeah, what I usually incorporate is the youth or whatever program I'm working with. And we'll bring in youth and I'll walk them through this class about drawing a dream catcher. And I'll empower them, and I'll let them know that the same way we approach a blank piece of paper or a blank canvas is the same way that we approach life. So either we'll step up and just do it, or we'll stop, hesitate, not want to make a mistake. Well, how are you going to mess up a blank piece of paper or a blank canvas, right? So when you think about that, look at life. It's all out there, and as long as we own our steps, and each time, you know, it'll flow right through. Now, and whatever we think is a mistake on that paper or canvas when we're drawing, we can always just keep working on it, and the more beautiful that drawing will become. So the same with life, whatever we think is a mistake, we can just keep working on it, and the more beautiful of a person we'll become for overcoming that and keep going. So as we go through with these youth like that, and then when they realize they can't do nothing wrong, and it's all in their own choice and their decisions on what they're doing, just to be happy with it and to keep going, their creativity just explodes, and they just like, dang.
You're modeling for them really positive way to live and be.
Yeah, you know, we'll be doing that as well. We got the next ones we got, we'll be doing murals at BSU, also at the Early Childhood Center in Red Lake, also in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. And the one in Reedsburg will be the same size as the one out here in Bemidji.
Wow. The side of the building size.
Yeah.
What are you hoping will be the impact of your art?
I help other people. I was just thinking about that this morning, about what Wesley May Arts is, because we started a whole company off of the artwork that I do.
Yep.
And I realized this morning that the whole foundation and what I'm doing with Wesley May Arts is to draw people closer to the creator. And that's what we're doing, is because of all of the obstacles that I overcame so far, and all of the ones that are still coming that I know are in my way. But it's a lot better to be prepared and knowing and understanding that we can get through this. All I do is stop, and it depends on how, the same way we look at the problem could be the problem, you know?
That's right. And I'll tell you, if you're driving through Bemidji and you're having a problem and you happen to drive by that water treatment center and see that image on the side of the wall, it is uplifting.
My dream project is to do a large-scale mural with 100 to 300 youth in Washington, D.C. And I feel like we're like really on a path to doing that, as I keep learning and more to work with more and more youth at one time.
What do you love about working with the youth?
They got a lot of struggles and doubt. And what I want to do is I love showing them that it can be done. It's easier to just do it. But a lot of the times it takes longer to do it to actually start it than to actually do it, because it's like, well, I don't want to mess up. I don't want, you know, and there's all of this stuff that pops up in front of them. Mm-hmm. But when they open up and they start doing it, and it's like, and they feel, realize they could do anything, and it's like, dang.
Wesley May, making a positive change everywhere you go. We're so happy you're here on this planet, and we're so happy you share your art with us, because it is making a huge difference.
Oh, thank you.
For more information about what Wesley's working on and his art, go to wesleymayarts.com. Wesley May is a Native American artist based in the Bemidji area who seems to leave a wake of positivity in his path. His colorful, symbolic works can be found in public spaces throughout northern Minnesota, on clothing and online at wesleymayart.com. This conversation is a part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history series stories of northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota. And one of the murals that he painted in Bemidji is one that we drive by all the time on our way to KBXE and on our way back.
Is it on the water treatment?
Yes.
Thing? Okay, that's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yeah. Lots of colors and vibrancy. So tune in to the morning show to hear more from Area Voices.